The first tonight, cricket's World Cup is heading down under after Australia's amazing triumph at Lord's.
The news is, of course, Australia's victory at cricket's
Cricketers
World
will
Cup.
Return home heroes after they crushed Pakistan in a final no one expected them to make.
Two miracle wins over South Africa in the lead-up, Australia enjoyed a much more comfortable margin in the final, winning by 8 wickets with almost 30 overs to spare.
Adam Gilchrist saved his best for the final, belting 54 in 36 balls.
What a wonderful performance to win by 8 wickets in the World Cup.
I wasn't quite sure whether we could pick ourselves up after those last two games, but all the guys dug deep. We executed the plan magnificent, and all the guys really wanted it today.
The sight of Steve Waugh lifting the World Cup trophy aloft at Lord's set in motion a period of unrivalled dominance that resulted in 3 consecutive titles and inspired a generation of fans. But the road to glory, it wasn't a smooth one. To reach the summit, Australia had to overcome a fractured dressing room, a struggling champion, a controversial drinking ban, and poor early results to pull off one of the most unlikely victories in cricket history. This is the Miracle of 99, brought to you by Fox Cricket.
I remember at the time knowing Warnie was really pissed off and still struggling to reconcile it. And I think Warnie came out eventually, you know, and said that he was considering, you know, his future at that time.
The squad, in my mind, wasn't gelling together. There were a lot of strong personalities.
And we just got absolutely thumped that particular day. And, why we weren't gelling, I mean, you talk about all those individuals, but we just weren't coming together as a side. What was happening behind the scenes, I'm not 100% aware of.
But he actually rang up my room and said, look, I'm struggling with this and I'm just trying to get an outside view of it. Am I a better bowler than McGill?
And we all thought, you are nuts, Warnie. But, mate, he was Nostradamus.
I don't know who was more nervous, the bowler, all the fieldsmen, or the two batsmen. I don't know, I'd say everybody was equally nervous.
It was just so dumb. I mean, they just panicked. And for whatever reason, two senior guys just did not explain what they needed to do. I don't reckon they knew what to do. Anything could have happened there.
We didn't know what to do. We were just running everywhere, looking for someone to high five. And it's amazing. Yeah, it's definitely the best game of one day cricket I've played.